The merciful God, through Saint Sister Faustina, introduced the whole world that every soul who venerates the image of Jesus, the Divine Mercy, will receive extraordinary graces, and at the hour of death, this soul will receive consolation from the merciful Savior. Another thing that God revealed to Saint Sister Faustina was about the great hour of mercy, that every 3 o'clock in the afternoon is considered to be a great hour of mercy, because at this time, as we all know, is the time it is the time when the Lord Jesus died on the cross and redeemed the world. Jesus promised that at this particular time, the doors of heaven is open wide for every sinner who knocks at God's mercy, and that every soul who asks something from God at this very hour will receive mercy and grace. Sadly, a lot of people nowadays look at God as a punishing God. But Jesus wants us to forget this concept or notion of a strict God, but a loving and merciful one. If God were a judge, what kind of judge would he be? Would he be vengeful and fearful judge? If God levels off with our human standards, all of us would deserve condemnation and death. But the reality is that God is merciful. He is completely aware that we are just but humans, always subject to error and sin. That is why Jesus declared in our gospel, "Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life." We should not doubt nor forget it. Whatever happens, especially during this time of great trial, let us always remember that the Lord will always remain a merciful Savior. Again, in the diary of Saint Sister Faustina, Jesus declared, "The greater the sinner, the greater his rights to God's mercy." Isn't that a very consoling promise of Jesus? This is a very consoling phrase uttered by Jesus to all of us. We are all sinners, therefore, we have the right to God's mercy. No matter how heavy the sin you may have done, let us approach and beg for the mercy of God without hesitation or delay. The story I related to you at the beginning of this homily says that God is indescribable, but I firmly believe that the best one word to describe God is no other than the word mercy. May we all experience this great mercy of God as we celebrate this Trinity Sunday. Amen.